This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Elizabeth Carey with the AAA of Western and Central New York is on the WBEN live line, and we're looking at the upcoming 4th of July travel period. You know, it seems like summer is in full swing. The thing that caught my attention, Elizabeth, yesterday was a story that said this past Sunday, June 23rd, broke an all-time air travel record in the country. And it wasn't even a holiday weekend. 2.99 million people were screened at airports.
Yeah, TSA has set several records over the past few weeks, and we haven't even gotten to Independence Day yet. So that shows you, as soon as the schools let out, and they let out earlier in Ohio and even down south, people started traveling, and the summer season really picked up early this year because there's so much anticipation and so many people have big trips booked.
It's crazy that we're still talking about this, almost like it's a post-COVID travel bump, but like economically we're in a very different picture now than we were 2 years ago. Are you surprised at the amount of people traveling?
Yeah, it really is surprising, and you wonder, like, is it going to burst at some point? But right now there are no signs of that. We are seeing people saying, we want to go on these bucket list trips. You only live once. We're going to go and we want to see places. And people are going, like, taking, like, for example, 4th of July, and going to places like Rome, Italy, Dublin. I mean, when they used to just go to the beach for a little while, and we're still seeing people going to the beach, so people are doing that and beyond. So it's just very, very busy in the travel industry right now.
And now with the holiday falling on a Thursday, it may mean an extended trip for a lot of people, right?
Yes, it's really hard to believe because normally AAA would look at it as a long holiday weekend. But this year, because of the trends and people saying we're going to take longer trips, even if it means they're going to work remotely a couple of the days when they're gone, people are really booking a week plus. So they changed the forecast and kind of looked at a full week to really look at TSA and kind of balance out TSA numbers too. And it's still apples to apples because they compare the data for extended period for last year in 2019 too. But overall, looking at about 71 million people leaving this weekend and coming back the following weekend. So it's no longer just a long weekend. It might be for some people, but for a lot of people, it's the entire week that people are going away.
Oh, all right. So extended trips that people are taking. Driving, flying, is there any change in how people are getting there?
It's still road trips still reign supreme. So 60 million people traveling by car. So those numbers are up from last year. But still, when you see those TSA numbers, still huge. Almost 6 million people traveling by air over the next week. So that's up about 7% compared to last year. It's up over 12% from 2019 pre-pandemic numbers. So it's going to be busy at the airports and also on the roads.
Yeah. And for drivers, how about gas prices? That usually doesn't stop somebody from taking a trip.
But no, when people have this trip planned and they're ready to go on their road trip, they have to fork over a little bit more at the pump. They'll do so even if they don't want to. We have seen prices uptick a little bit over the past week. The national average, for example, is $3.49. It went up 2 cents since yesterday. But at Buffalo, we're at $3.59. It went up a penny since yesterday. So still down compared to last year, though, almost 10 cents down from last year.
Yeah, very good for everybody who's planning on those road trips. I mean, the popular destinations always seem to be Florida, something like that. But I don't know, has there been anything new over the last couple of years that's popped up again and again and that's made you over at the AAA go, what's going on there?
Well, the international travel is huge, and that's bigger than ever before. This year, what's really interesting is the Alaska cruises. So across the board, people going on Alaskan cruises, because this is the season when you go over the summer. That's when people set sail up that way. So people flying into places like Seattle and Vancouver, Anchorage, to go on those cruises to Alaska. But then still, people are still looking to go on those summer road trips. Myrtle Beach is still number one. It's always really popular. And we're looking at a lot of people looking at information for national parks like Bryce, Zion, the Grand Canyon, people looking to go out to Mount Rushmore, and they expect that to be busy all summer long.
Oh, some great destinations there for sure. Patience has to be a key because, you know, every day it seems like they're talking about summer storms somewhere that's wreaking havoc, you know, around the country, which would leave people stuck at airports.
Yeah, and we just saw huge lines at the Pittsburgh airport earlier this week, so you definitely need to arrive early. So whether you're traveling on the road, give yourself plenty of time. If you're getting to the airport, get there early. You know, if you're flying into, say, an Atlanta airport or LaGuardia, like some of these really big airports, I expect some delays there. So be prepared for that for sure.
What about here? I mean, I feel like we never get delays here. Is it going to be that busy where I need to get to the airport before, you know, 15 minutes before my flight?
Well, if you have one of those 6 a.m. flights, yes. And that's one of the biggest surprises at the Buffalo airport. You walk in there, and sometimes I'll go to meet reporters there at 4:30 in the morning, and the lines are out the door because so many people take those early morning flights out of Buffalo. They want to get going, and you can be in a place like Orlando in just a few hours, and you're sitting by the pool. So be prepared if you have those early morning flights to get there a little extra early.
Orlando is always one of the top destinations, too, isn't it, for Western
New Yorkers? Oh, it always is, no matter what the occasion. You know, those theme parks always are a draw. And Disney has been extremely busy lately. The parks have been very busy, and there's a big running joke that, you know, middle of the afternoon, we get a rainstorm and then back into the heat again. So be prepared for that, too. Make sure you pack those rain ponchos and everything else.
When does everything kind of calm down? Is it like right at Labor Day and that's like you notice it right on that weekend? Okay, season's over.
Well, up here, Labor Day. Down south, if you want to go to some place like the Outer Banks or even down to Orlando, a great time to go is the last 2 weeks in August because the schools go back to school so early down there. Things do slow down a little bit, so you could have a little bit more fun, a little more space to yourself when you go to some of these destinations. But up here, we like to travel right through Labor Day. And a lot of the places that people are going that are a little closer to home here, people looking to go to the Finger Lakes, camping trips, Adirondacks, Thousand Islands, the Catskill region. So there's a lot to be had. Even if you don't have anything booked, it's not too late to get something going and hit the road and make sure you get some enjoyment R&R this summer.
All right. Hey, it's great talking travel with you, Elizabeth. Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.